we hear the opening theme song of Tsena, written by Issachar Meron. And I'm so pleased to have Meron's blessing in allowing me to use this as my theme song. This is Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in a mixture of all kinds of Jewish music. You know, the first hour is everything but Chazanus, and the second hour is strictly Chazanut, Chazanus. Well, how have you been? Busy, busy week. Well, yesterday at noon, I was at the Iranian mission with about 100, 150 activist Jews. We read the Megillah, and we call for the same fate for Ahmadinejad that befell Haman. May he suffer the same fate. And it was a wonderful way to celebrate Purim and have the Megillah read with so much meaning, if you will. I just came back a few minutes ago from a dinner sponsored by Manhigot Yehudit. And of course, you know, Moshe Feiglin is the leader, and we wish great things for him in the future. Helen is still at the dinner, and I begged off. Started at 6:30, so I had a chance to say hello to everyone. A busy week. I don't know how many opera lovers there are out there, but Tuesday night, so Lucia de Lammermoor, magnificent. Magnificent. Well, at least Wednesday night, no. Tomorrow night is Romeo and Juliet at the Met. Gotta mix it up a little. Okay, so let's go back to 1978, the Hasidic Song Festival. 78, well, that's the year I began. No, 1977 was the year that I began this hobby, and there were a lot of great music from that era, from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, and tonight we'll hear a fair amount from that era. Many of you were commenting that there aren't many programs, if any, that that play music from that period, and that was where I cut my teeth. Is that the expression? That's where I learned to love Jewish music, from that era. So let's go back to the 1978 Hasidic Song Festival, and Mike Burstein with Ki Mitzion. Mike Burstein.
Mitzion teitze Torah, ki mitzion teitze Torah, ki mitzion teitze Torah, ki mitzion teitze Torah, ki mitzion teitze Torah. Zion teitze Torah Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim Ki mitzion teitze Torah Ki mitzion teitze Torah Ki mitzion teitze Torah
Teitze Torah
Zion teitze Torah
Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim
That was Mike Burstein with, yeah, you got it right, Ki Mitzion from the 1978 Hasidic Song Festival. Let's hear Ron Eli Ron with Ose Shalom.
Ose Shalom, Bihim Romah, Uyase Shalom, Shalom Aleinu Ha. Ve'al ve'al kol Ki Yisrael, Ve'imru ve'imru Amen. Ose shalom, vihim rohman, uyase shalom, shalom aleinu ha. Ve'al ve'akol, yi Yisrael, ve'imru ve'imru amen. Uyase shalom, shalom aleinu, aleinu ve'akol, akol Yisrael. Ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, shalom. Shalom, vihim rohmav, uyase shalom, shalom aleinu ha. Ve'al ve'al kol Yisrael, ve'imru ve'imru amen. Uyase shalom, shalom aleinu, aleinu ve'al kol, al kol Yisrael. Ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, shalom. Shalom, vihim rohman, uyase shalom, shalom aleinu ha. Ve'al ve'al kol Yisrael, ve'imru ve'imru amen. Uyase shalom, shalom aleinu, aleinu ve'al kol, al kol Yisrael.
Ron Eli Ron. Well, Simcha, I know you speak Yiddish, but Sal, do you know Yiddish? I'm going to play a couple of Yiddish selections. This is a standard. Oifen veg shteit haboim. By the wayside stands a tree bent against the storm. All the birds have deserted it, leaving it alone and unprotected. This was written by Yitzchak Manger, and there's an allusion here to Zion. It's a folk song expressing longing for Zion. On the wayside stands a bent tree. A Jew is leaving for Palestine with weeping eyes. Let's hear David Eshet from a 1976 recording with Oifen Veg Shteit Haboim.
Auf dem Weg steht der Bäum, steht eingebogen. Alle Vögel in dem Bäum sehnen sich zerflogen. Dreiken Misrach, dreiken Marev, in der rechten Türen. In dem Bäum gelost allein, Hefker fern Sturm. sug ich zu der Mamen her, sollst mich noch nicht stern, weil ich Mame eins in zwei bald auf Vögel wern. Ich will sitzen auf dem Bäum in Berlin, Berlin, übern Winter mit der Trist, mit der schönen Nimm. Jam, parli param, parlarli param, parlarli param, oi 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 oi. Jam, parli param, parlarli param, ai 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 ai. Sog die Mame, liebes Kind, in sie weint mit Tränen. Kennst du Lille auf dem Bäum, mir verfreuern wern. Sog ich Mame, es ist ein Schut, deine schöne Augen. Eider wuss in eider wenn, bin ich mir a Vögel. Wenn die Mame zi kreuen, nehm um Gottes Willen, nehm chod schmied a Schalikl, sollst dich nicht verkillen. Die Galoschen nehm dir mit, es geht a scharfer Winter. In die Kitschme ti dir rün, weh es mir im Wind mir. Jam, parli param, parlarli param, parlarli param, ai 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 ai. Jam, parli param, parlarli param, ai 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 ai. In dus Winter Leibel nehm, die es und die Scheute. Ob die willst nicht sein in Gas, zwischen alle Teute. Ob dus Bintel, es ist mir schwer, zu viel Sachen. O die Mame ungetun, dem Fegerle, dem Schwachen. Kick ich treurig in mir rein, in mein Mames Augen. So dir Liebschaft nicht gelost, wärn mich auf Vögel. Auf dem Weg steht der Bäum, steht er eingebeugen. Alle Vögel in den Bäum sehnen sich zerfleugen. Jam, parli param, parlarli param, parlarli param, ai 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 ai. Jam, parli param, parlarli param, ai 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 ai.
That was David Eshet. We'll hear another selection. By the way, I know that about 90% of those of you who are listening to this program are listening on the archive. Well, that means you're sitting at your desk or you're sitting very quietly someplace and you're listening to this music. So you've asked me, how can you help the program? I'm not raising money. I'm not asking you for money. No, I do ask you to pass the word on to other people. Certainly you have friends who like Jewish music, like Chazonis. Why don't you take a moment while you're listening right now? You can even do it while you're listening. You can email a few people, a few dozen people, a few hundred people, whatever it is, and just share the pleasure with them. You certainly do know someone who would enjoy the music. So I'm not going to wait for you to do it right now. I mean, you can do it. Yeah, you just go on to write and send out the email and just say, log on to, you know what it is, charlieburnhat.com, and help spread the word. That's the way you can help me, because that's what this is all about, sharing this wonderful, wonderful soul music with others, and hopefully bringing joy to others. I know that Paul is listening, and Paul, I dedicate this to you, and I wish you only the best, a refuah. It's good seeing you tonight at the Manhigut Yehudit dinner. This is David Eshet with Mazel. Mazel.
A mensch, was hat nur Mazel, du siehst doch festgestellt. Als die Host ein bisschen Masel, gehört dir die ganze Welt. Wie nehmt man ein bisschen Masel? Wie nehmt man ein bisschen Glück? Das Rädel soll sich schon drehen, ihm bringen mein Masel zurück. Welt, sie ist doch beschaffen, für alle Menschen gleich. Wie nehmt man a bissle Chotschas a bissle, wie nehmt man a bissle Glück? Wie nehmt man a bissle Chotschas a bissle, wie nehmt man a bissle Glück? Menschen, sie streben bei Tug im Beinah, wie soll sie machen, wuss mehr Geld, jeder in Ertrag. Men läuft im Juckzell, ahin in aher, weil wie viel min vermugt, will min als mehr. Men is nor mekane, wuss a zweiter auch. Ich aber frag nur ein Sach bei Gott. Wie nehmt man a bissle Masel? Wie nehmt man a bissle Glück? Das Rädele soll sich schön drehen, ihm bringen mein Masel zurück. Die Welt, sie ist doch beschaffen, für alle Menschen gleich. Wie nehmt man a bissle Chotschas a bissle, wie nehmt man a bissle Glück? Wie nehmt man a bissle Chotschas a bissle, wie nehmt man a bissle Glück?
David Eschet. Well, those of you who recall the 70s and the 80s, you remember the Diaspora Yeshiva Band. Yeah, there was a Diaspora Yeshiva on Mount something or other in Yerushalayim. Those must have been great days. I guess I missed those days. Let's go to a classic of theirs. Many of you are familiar with this particular song. It's so beautiful. Shabbat Shalom, Diaspora Yeshiva Band.
A little peace, a day of rest and ease. No more the race, each man's a king, but in his humble place. Shabbat Shalom, it's nice be at home. Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home. Shabbat Shalom, you'll hear your children sing. Shabbat Shalom, it means so many things, like Ima, Abba, oh. The Torah to make my soul to sing, make my soul to sing. Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home. Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home.
Why don't you come over for Shabbos?
I'd love to.
Shabbat Shalom, it's nice to be at home. Shabbat Shalom.
to be at home. Ooh, ooh.
That's such a smooth song, isn't it? Shabbat Shalom with the Diaspora Shiva Band. Let's hear one more selection from that album. This is Hakol Yoducha, a little different tempo, a little different.
Hakol Yoducha, Hakol Yishabchucha, Hakol Yomru Ein Kadosh Kehashem. Hakol Yoducha, Hakol Yishabchucha, Hakol Yomru Ein Kadosh Kehashem. Hakol Yiromem Ucha Sela Yotze Hakol. Hakol Yoducha,
Hakol Yishabchucha,
Hakol Yomru Ein Kadosh Kehashem.
Hakol Yoducha,
Hakol Yishabchucha,
Hakol Yomru Ein Kadosh Kehashem. Hakol Yiromem Ucha Sela Yotze Hakol.
The Diaspora Yeshiva Band. Well, let's see. If I say 1983, this next recording was from 1983. Sounds like yesterday. Well, it was 28 years ago. 28 years ago. Some of you listening weren't even born then. Can you imagine? I was in my sixth year of broadcasting in 1983 at Seton Hall University, and a favorite of mine at the time, and I haven't played him that much, I have to confess, but I always liked Yoel Sharabi. Let's hear Va'anachnu Lo Neda, Yoel Sharabi.
לא נדע מה נעשה, ואנחנו לא נדע מה נעשה, ואנחנו לא נדע מה נעשה. כי אליך עינינו, ואנחנו לא נדע מה נעשה, ואנחנו לא נדע מה נעשה. ואנחנו לא נדע מה נעשה. תהי אליך עינינו, זכור רחמך השם וחסדך, כי מעולם, כי מעולם, כי מעולם המה. זכור רחמך השם
Yoel Sharabi. Let's hear Zeh Hayom Nagila. Yoel Sharabi.
Shem HaHayom
נפלט בעינינו, כי היא נפלט בעינינו, כי נפלט בעינינו. זה היום, זה היום עשה השם, נגילה, נגילה ונשמחה בו, נגילה ונשמחה בו, נגילה.
Yol Sharabi. Yol Sharabi, pretty good, huh? The next selection is from an album. It's a Paul Zim album, and one side is music. I don't know if I'll get to the music. If not tonight, I'll play a couple of the selections next week. But on this side is Cy Kleinman, a raconteur. He was an attorney, but a very, very funny guy. And some of you may have heard some of the bits in the past that I've played. But let's hear. This will be about a 14-minute comedy segment. And Simcha and Sal and Mickey and Julian, are you listening? I think you'll get a kick out of this. This is Cy Kleinman.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Cy Kleinman live.
Thank God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here. I'll talk to you tonight on Jewish humor. The humor that says we laugh in order that we not cry. Now, this is something that I'm doing contrary to my father's will. My father's will said, Simon, say nothing. Because if you say nothing, nobody will ever ask you to repeat it or to explain it. As a matter of fact, my father said many things like that. the essence of Jewish logic. I once asked my father the secret of long life. And he said, Simmer, if you wanna live a long life, one thing you must remember. Every morning, get up. I said, Dad, that's marvelous, but how can I be sure to get up? Oh, he says, the night before, so drink a lot of water. It was that logic that taught me how to understand a letter that I once received from a friend who said, I would have enclosed a check, only I already sealed the envelope. You know what I did? I sent it back. Thanks to my father's logic, I said in a covering letter, your letter returned unopened. Please send check. Now, Jewish logic is rather interesting, and I'd like to talk to you about it. Think of the expression of someone who is asked to give charity and who says, when it comes to giving, I stop at nothing. And he really stopped at nothing. As a matter of fact, the UJA heard that a Tom O'Hanrahan living in Tuxedo Park, despite his name, was Jewish. So they ran immediately to his home, and they accosted him.
Mr. O'Hanrahan, we're here to expedite your contribution to the UJA. And he says, well, what are you calling on me for? Me name's O'Hanrahan. Oh, yeah, we know the name, but we heard a rumor that you are a closet Jew, and you're about to come out. No, no, he says, I'm not Jewish. Me wife is not Jewish. Me children are not Jewish. Me parents, Alava Sholem, were not Jewish.
And you take the Jewish curse. It is so involved, so convoluted, that by the time it is completed, all of its malediction is withdrawn. Listen.
You should get so poor. You shouldn't have it a piece bread in the house to eat. You should have to come to me. I should give it to you. And I shouldn't have it to give it to you.
Mashiach, the coming of the Messiah. Two men discussing it. One says, what happens when the Messiah comes? And the other says,
you don't know. You don't know. Oh, when the Messiah comes, so everybody that ever lived gets up from the graves, redemption, and we all go to Eretz Yisrael.
Hoy veis me. Everybody in Eretz Yisrael will be like India. Billions of people. The country will sink into the Mediterranean. Well, that will happen.
The other fellow says,
don't worry. The good Lord, in his infinite wisdom, he delivered us from Pharaoh. He protected us from Amon. No, he'll save us from the Messiah.
And that is a typical Jewish story, the essence of survival. Freedom of speech known to all Jews throughout history. Today in Russia, a man says,
freedom of speech. Amerikansky make big fuss, freedom of speech. We got it, freedom of speech. Soviet Union got freedom of speech. What we don't got is freedom after speech.
We Jews will make fun and mock even our great leaders. I recall the story of a cantor who stood up once in his congregation and said,
I would like the entire congregation to share with me the joy to know that my voice was insured by Lloyd's of London for $500,000.
And the place broke out in tumultuous applause. And the applause simmered down. Somebody in the back of the synagogue said,
So what did you do with the money?
And even our rabbis come in for some criticism. The two members of a congregation who were discussing their respective rabbis. One says, my rabbi is the greatest rabbi in the whole world. My rabbi is so great, he could deliver a sermon an hour any topic. And the other one says,
Gornish, my rabbi is even greater. My rabbi gives a sermon for an hour, no topic.
And now we come to the teachers. The mother talking to her son.
Get up and go to school. I ain't going to school today. You get up and go to school. I ain't going to school. She says, you better have reasons. He says, I got two good reasons. I hate the kids. The kids hate me. And he pulls the cover over his head. And she pulls it down.
You get up, get dressed, go to school.
And he says, well, you better have reasons. She says, I have two good reasons. You're 56 and you're the principal.
A non-Jew talking to a Jew.
You boys have no background, no heritage. Why, my family goes back centuries. My great-great-grandfather fought with Washington. My great-grandfather fought with U.S. Grant. My grandfather fought with Theodore Roosevelt. My father fought with Pershing, and I fought with Eisenhower.
And the Jew says, your family don't get along with anybody, huh?
Now that concept, family. I recall once when my father invited to our home a non-Jew, and after a beautiful Sabbath meal, he remarked,
Louis, you got a wonderful religion, but you're not devout, you Jews. You don't worship the way we Catholics do. Some of you pray after you eat. Now we Catholics, we pray before each and every meal.
And my father said,
well, you have to. You're eating treif.
Treif, of course, non-kosher. When a man finds himself in France and looking around, he would like to eat once in his life a non-kosher meal. He goes to a policeman, he says, tell me, he says,
you got at a restaurant specializing in treif?
And the policeman says, of course, monsieur. We have the great restaurant, Le Tour de Treiferie.
He says, is this really treif?
Glot treif, monsieur, glot.
Don't worry. And he goes to the restaurant, and there was the waiter. He looks at the menu, he doesn't understand it. He says, tell me, what is the treifest you got it?
And the waiter says, monsieur, the treifest we got
is Sockling Pig. Who invites to me? Sockling Pig? No, I'm here already. I'll go the whole hog.
They bring in the suckling pig on the groaning board, festooned with vegetables. And as he is about to plunge in, four men from his temple walk into the restaurant and yell, Shmulevitz! Shmulevitz, what are you eating?
And he looks up and says, no, how do you like it, Paris? How they patchke up a baked apple?
Let me talk a little bit about Israeli humor. Israeli humor is a put-down. For example, the Texan who comes to Israel and says,
I kind of like this country, you good old boys. I think I'd like to come here, settle down, and franchise kibbutzes.
And the Israeli says, sure come. Well, he says, before I do, I want to be certain of one thing. If I do settle here, how can I be certain of ending up with a small fortune? And the Israeli says,
bring with you a big one.
two Israelis working side by side. One says, tell me, what is the time? He says, 3 o'clock. A few minutes later, what is the time? 3:30. What is the time? 4 o'clock. What is the... Haven't you got a watch? He says, what do I need a watch? You got it, a watch. Why should we have duplication? He says, fine. But what happens at home, at night, in the morning? You want to find out the time. Oh, he says, easy. I open up my window. I take my chauffeur. And I give a bless the chauffeur. Somebody always says, 2:30 in the morning, you're blowing a chauffeur. There are lots of ways of skinning the same cat. I am reminded of the cat walking down the street with her little kittens. And suddenly, a tremendous bulldog accosts them. And the kittens run in fright to the mother cat. And the mother cat, protecting her brood, looked at the bulldog and went, "Ruff, ruff, ruff." The bulldog hears a cat barking. The bulldog turned and ran. And the cat looked at her little kittens and said, "Now, children, do you see the value of our second language?" And a second language, sure enough, it is. We even make fun of death. A man is dying. His children come around. He says, "Children, I know I didn't pass the crisis. So anything now, ask. Later, I don't know I could answer." Dad, since you're talking that way, we do have a problem. The cemetery. You know, Mama's cemetery is in Westchester. We went up to see it. You can't see it. It's overgrown with weeds. You just can't see it. Your old cemetery is in New Jersey. Dad, you know, that's already 2 bridges, 2 tolls. It's getting expensive. We all live here in Nassau County. How about something in Suffolk? New Montefiore. Which would you prefer, Dad?
He says, "I'll tell you what, children. Surprise me."
Or the man who's dying, and he calls his wife.
And he says, Shade, Shoshun, I'm dead. Shoshun, I want you should immediately find somebody and get married. As a matter of fact, during the Shoivishish, while the rabbi is talking, look around. Maybe someone there takes you home. Start a relationship. Oh, she says, "Bonnie, that's so nice. Why?" He says, "'Cause I want somebody should be sorry that I died."
A man says to another, "How is it in your law firm the name is so peculiar? McCarthy, O'Reilly, and Mandelbaum. Why is your name last?"
Oh, he says, "Don't worry." He says, "My clients read from right to left."
It's similar to the man who said, "What a wonderful country, America. I came here an immigrant boy. I didn't have it a penny in the pockets. Today, a partner, a flourishing firm, Schwartz and McCarthy. No, where except in America could you have it a firm Schwartz and McCarthy and on the best from times? Never a harsh void between us. And I got for you noch a further surprise. I'm McCarthy."
Okay, yeah, look, it's good, clean humor. That was Cy Kleinman. He was a lawyer, but he was a raconteur and a good friend of Paul Zimm's. And, okay, let's go back to 1959. 59 is 41. It's 52 years ago. Where were you? Were you born? Were you born then? Where was I? I went into the Army in 1954 to 56. I'm a Korean veteran. I was stationed in Tokyo, and then I came out, and I had the GI Bill, and I was in Rutgers at the time. 1959 was the year of the first album of Shlomo Carlebach. The album was entitled Hanashomoloch. Let's hear the first selection from that album, 1959. Esau Einai. Now, one of the problems, of course, I didn't start collecting Jewish music until 1977 or so when I first discovered it. So there were no new albums from the 1959 period. And of course, this album was played over and over and over again. So it's a little scratchy. Actually, I have three albums of the same album, and all of them are in pretty sad shape. But you'll get the flavor. Again, going back to the first Carl Bach album and the first selection, Esor Einai. Classic Carl Bach, his first album. Okay, I mentioned before that the Cy Kleiman was the flip side of a Paul Zimm album. Alan Rosenberg, I hope you're listening. I dedicate this to you and all lovers of Israel. This is a beautiful, beautiful selection, Yisrael Chai, Paul Zimm. Thank you.
Father, can you answer me? Why is there such bigotry? Why were tribes of Israel lost? Why was there a Holocaust? If we live by holy law, why is man still waging war? Is it all a travesty? Father, can you answer me? We were slaves in Pharaoh's land. We were freed by God's command. People of the book, are we? For ourselves we have to be. Let my people go, we dreamed. Eretz Yisrael redeemed. Our legacy. Jerusalem, restore. May it be thy will, O Lord. Ethics of our fathers learn. Aliyah means we return. In the covenant we trust, walking humbly as we must. With Yerushalayim ours, no more Dachau's, Babiar's. At the wall we do not dwell, at Entebbe's we don't fail, at Masada we won't die, we say Am Yisrael Chai. Say Beva on high, say Alevi, Yisrael Chai, Yisrael.